Garden Interlude. Finally, the guests are gone. Yef, alone in the garden, sighs. She knows better. Several protocol breaches, and Yef herself put her guests on edge. She'll have to fix it tomorrow. She shifts irritably as a bird lands above her in the branches of a tree bursting with white petals. She remembers that birds leave droppings. Then she remembers where she is, who she is. She looks again and sees the intense white of the petals, and beyond, green and red and pink and yellow. The green leaves are just buds. They'll be open in a couple of days. Yef smiles. The runners will go tomorrow, she's sure. She moves to sit in the shelter of a tree with petals growing in bunches like cotton puffs. She breathes in fragrance, and the pain goes down a notch. She frowns, realizing that she didn't realize she was in pain. And then she misses Key. She could open to Key, more so even than her first. She smiles, wondering if Key realizes that she's inherited nurturing Uzza from her mother. It's a powerful Uzza. Yef likes to think that it's more powerful than the fiery Uzza Walin uses to strike at her enemies. A wry smile crosses her face. She knows from her studies at Temple that both are needed for balance. No fire without fuel. No fuel without earth and water. A breeze moves the branches above her. She looks up to see clouds. Excitement. Will it rain today? Water from the sky. A miracle greater even than the return of spring. It had not rained yet. The villages would surely call Gather Day when finally it did. She smiles again, thinking how wonderful to be a farmer right now, to see the ground darken with water and then go green with all manner of plant life. Watch out, Mastawa. There will be warp competitions again. Pwn will come to the people instead of people to the Masta for food. Runners will go 2, 3, 4 times in a moon. Awa, she thinks, looking up at the sky. Awa, Uzasha. Awa, ya. Oh, my mother, my heart is bursting with joy. Again, she thinks of Ki. But this time, it's Ki, her daughter. Her child running through the garden. A definite breach of ethics to use the boxes to make the garden lush and green. Amya, what's this? What's this? Amya, it smells good. It smells good, yeah. She thinks, it smells so good. Ram, her Anza, coming to call her to dinner, finds Yef undignified, sitting on the ground underneath a white tree, smiling broadly, and fast asleep.